So the funny thing is I get more podcast plays than I get Facebook engagement, you know? It's like, I have two alter egos. Maybe some of you relate to this. I guess you would say I'm an introvert that has extreme extroversion tendencies. Or I guess you could say I'm both an introvert and an extrovert. And, I don't know. I can be, like, super, super extroverted. Like, you would think I was a total extrovert when I'm in that mode. But if it's, like, how does energy recharge you, this and that, yada, yada. I mean, I don't know. I kind of just go back and forth. Like, sometimes I'd rather be alone. Sometimes I want to go meet a lot of people and network a room. And, you know, I'm just, like, you're looking for resonance. You know what I mean? Resonance. Do I like this person? Do I see myself want to work with this person? Is this person like a motivated person? Are they taking consistent action daily? I mean, this is just like huge indicator. This is like the only real thing you need to look for. I mean, if you're entrepreneurial or a marketer or whatever. I mean, if you're doing it online, I guess that's like a totally different strategy. That's more like capturing attention and tethering them to an outcome, which I'm starting to figure out, So you don't even have to be an extrovert. You don't even have to go. But, you know, then there's like leadership stuff. So I just finished a Zoom call, and it was basically for like, I guess, all of the newer or more beginner people on this team that I'm on for essential oils. And first, I have to preface, super grateful, because who knows, maybe one of them would listen to this. Super grateful to be on the team, first of all. But it's kind of like her beginner group. So I guess all of the platinums and diamonds and above would be in a, you know, different group. I don't know. There's classifications based on success. Okay, so I want to get into the successful group. Okay, here's what the unsuccessful group. I just say the beginner group. The beginner group just struggles with taking action. You know, just not taking enough action. It's like we spent an hour, we went through about 10 different people, kind of share your little 30-second story. You know, I'm like a week into this business. So, you know, I'm just trying to be like well-mannered, dress nice, be polite, you know, be appreciative of the, you know, of the invitation. I didn't have to get invited. I was invited. So, appreciative of that. Didn't really have enough time to say everything I wanted to say, but, you know, you just gotta be, you know, I guess like what I'm learning about marketing and engagement, and it's almost like political, you know, playing this kind of social political game. It's like every single message has a consequence and an impression. What do you want that impression to be? It's not really manipulative if you're trying to add value to the group. That's actually being really considerate, right? It's being respectful and, you know, a team player. And for sure, if I value the team that I'm on, I am the best team player. Okay, because I'm willing to contribute everything, all that I got, right? If it's just like a lot of focus or motivation or energy. I don't struggle with taking action. I think a lot of people struggle with taking action. For me, it's very much just specific skills, technologies, applying, you know, strategy. Like, I have all the raw material. It's already ready to go. You know what I mean? The forest is clear. All the timber has been chopped up. You know, we split the logs. I'm ready to throw it into the, you know, the, I'll try to curse less because now I don't know if more people that I personally know are listening to this. Back then I was just kind of saying it to the world. So I guess I'd be a little bit more polite, but bleep out the expletive. You know, I'm ready to go. Throw in the freaking the wood into the fire. Let's burn this. Burn it up. Light it up. You know what I mean? I realize I cuss a lot, so I'm really trying not to cuss. You know, burn it up. I'm roaring. I've been roaring. I've been ready. You know what I mean? So I don't need to be told to take action. However, I I mean, we actually kind of, we all need to be told to take action. So, you know, I retract that statement in the sense of, like, everybody needs to just take more action, okay? And then, you know, I mean, it's so freaking simple. It's, like, deceivingly simple how simple this is. Dude, it's like, you only got how many hours? 24 hours in a day. Let's just be realistic. It's kind of generally agreed we should try to get at least 7 or 8 hours of sleep. I personally feel like I don't perform as well if I only get 5 or 6 hours of sleep. You know, I feel that way. Okay, so you got what? 16, 17 hours of waking consciousness, right? So we really just need like a robot or like a computer program, a chip in our brain that just basically is scanning your daily activity, right? It's so deceptively simple, but the reason why it's so hard is it's so easy to distract yourself and to, you know, think that you're actually taking action and you're not, or you're taking very, very, very low priority action. That's kind of what, like, the next thing is. It's like, number one, are you even taking action? Number two, is it prioritized action? And then number three, is it, like, highly effective prioritized action? That means it passes the test, and it means it's getting you results. I'm a results person. I've always been, you know, top of my class. I've always been, you know, usually towards number one. I like to win. I have a winner personality. I have to win. I want to win. I love to win, right? Have to is subjective, but for me, it's a must, right? I don't have to. I want to. I choose to. I love to. I love it. I love the victory. I love victory. You know, I like to win. So, some people, this is too much. Some people, this is overboard. I guess you could say I'm really, really good at controlling my personality based on my environment. That's kind of a political game. Okay, so for this, you know, hour long, and I'm only talking for like 60 seconds or 90 seconds. Okay, the reasons why, and this is what I wanted to say, I just didn't have a chance to say it, and it probably wasn't appropriate for, you don't want to be a blabbermouth, you know what I mean? Some of the people in the group, they're just talking forever, you know what I mean? It's like, get to the point, and all they're doing is kind of regurgitating why they're struggling, or in a negative state, or, you know, they have some kind of personality deficit. They're rationalizing why they're not taking action, okay? If we're going to spend an hour going through 10 people and talk about why do we have to rationalize where everybody's not taking action, why have we all been stagnant for years, dude, I am literally skyrocketing in the past 2 years of my life. 2 years. I think I've appreciated 100 times, okay? So I don't need a coach to tell me to take action. What I'm really thinking is like, okay, let's figure out what's high priority action, and then we got to test it, and then let's measure if it's like effective high priority action, and then just blast the action more. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm two machine guns with unlimited ammunition, and I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, what's that Al Capone? I got two machine guns. I'm just mowing down what? My time, my goals, taking action, okay? I just think it's dominance. I just think it's high performance. I just think it's achiever. I mean, it's all the same thing to me. A high performance individual prioritizes massive action. Why? Because he or she knows that's really the only requisite for success, you know? Yeah, if I'm just spraying into the sky, the bullets aren't going to hit the target, right? Or if I just have terrible aim, then, you know, I'm probably not going to be effective at shooting this machine gun into whatever it is, my enemies, or my own resistance. You know, you're directing it at yourself. I don't think it's effective to spend an hour talking about, I mean, it's just a very introductory Zoom call. You know, I really do appreciate being on the call. I definitely don't want to come across as being, like, confrontational. But I am kind of confrontational, you know? Why is it taking you 4 years to, like, actually come up with a plan and execute? Reason why is you're just comfortable with, you know, your current level of activity. It doesn't take a PhD in motivation or psychology or, you know, philosophy. The grand eternal question, bro, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Therefore, I think it's more effective to just jack up the whole room, infuse them with your feral craziness, testosterone, bloodlust. I don't lust for blood. I lust for, you know, victory. What's that feeling when you get pumped up and you want to win? You know, it's game time, baby. It's game time. You ever been in any competitive sports? You ever competed to win a trophy? I mean, you get nervous. You talk yourself out of it. You call it quits. Or you just decide that placing top three is good enough. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got to be on the grand pedestal. I got to be number one, okay? And I'm willing to train, okay? Train myself, condition myself for elite level habits. I'm driving to downtown Houston. I got things to do, okay? I didn't even say what I was going to say. You need to move over. I don't know what you're doing. I almost always record these when I'm driving, by the way. So, Houston traffic, you know, get a little cray-cray. I'm rowdy. I'm a rowdy person, right? I like to be. It makes me feel like I can do anything. I'm winning. I'm winning on my time. Do you track your time? Do you track your calendar? How much time do you put into your dream? Okay? One of my favorite quotes is by Jim Rohn. And, you know, he says, basically, you spend full time on your job, you know, earn a living, nothing wrong with that, totally understandable, we gotta pay the bills, you know, feed the family, and then spend part-time on your fortune, right? Fortune. And he's actually talking about network marketing, but, you know, you put part-time into your hustle, side hustle, whatever, you know, you're investing, you're learning, you're putting energy into it. Okay, now they do say information overload, paralysis by analysis, you know, just buzzwords. Yeah, you know, eventually put down the freaking book, stop watching the thousandth video, and go get it done, right? We can track stats, how many people did I talk to, right? How much rapport did I have, you know, how many follow-ups did I have? This is more like sales tracking, okay, this is more like marketing and sales, you know, analysis, tracking, automation. But it's like, dude, you gotta actually count. Anyways, I'll probably lose the people that are not interested in, you know, business and tracking and stuff because it's technical, now it's boring. It's exhausting to hold yourself accountable. I understand that, you know. My job is to not tell you you're not good enough. My job is to say, you become supreme when you master your time. Don't you want to be supreme? I don't want to spend an hour talking about your problems as to why you're not taking enough action. Therefore, there really is no solution except take more action. What I really want to talk about is, you know, what is this overpowering feeling inside of you that's going to enable you, right? You got to take the emergency brake off of your limitations. Why are there limitations? The hunger is not intense enough. The desire is not intense enough. You don't have enough ferocity because you get tired and you lose focus. I guarantee you this is 99% of why people fail. You get tired, you get distracted, you lose focus, you tell yourself whatever, you start feeling different, you don't feel awesome. You know what I mean? It's just so amazingly simple, right? You put the shoes on, you fucking crank. Pardon my French. You crank it. I love it. Victory rush, okay? You know, people think I'm like hopped up on something. I'm not. I'm like literally, I had some coffee. I got my vitality supplements. You know, I had some sprouted whole grain. It's called the killer bread. It's the expensive bread at the grocery store. It's got the guy with the guitar. I don't know, it's like $5 for a loaf. It's delicious. Is it really worth twice as much as a normal loaf? I think so, absolutely yes. I think it's got 3-4 times as much nutrition. So you might as well have more nutrition while you're eating the same amount of bread. Anyways, had like 4 slices of that. Had my vitamins. I have a dream in my heart. I have a demand. I set a demand on myself. You know, I don't need to dominate anybody else. I don't need to motivate anybody else. This is just a natural effect of me putting my message out there. If you're attracted to this message, then perhaps we might do business with each other one day. You know? What's the whole point of me even recording this? I just love to talk about motivation. I love it. It's a passion of mine. I like to talk about it. I get more motivated talking about motivation, right? It fulfills my end, and then hopefully, you know, hey, maybe you are interested in, you know, development. I love personal development. I'm, like, obsessed with personal development. I listen to audios literally all day long. People are curious about how I have such a freakish amount of focus. Well, it's like I'm literally listening to like, success all day long. That's all I am. I am success. It's like it's who I am. It's my identity. Took a lot of discipline. Took a lot of practice. I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now, just solid focus. My mindset's sharp. My activity level's high. This is me in Corona not even able to work out at my gym. Just wait till I'm doing cardio and heavy. I like to lift heavy weights. I like to be really jacked. I like to be buff. I like to have a lot of big muscles and a lot of testosterone. I like to pump my legs, my lats, my hamstrings, my quads, my glutes. I like to do the heavy, heavy lifting. I really actually enjoy it because you're infused with so much power, you know? And the power is just like, I'm unstoppable. That's like the best feeling in the world to me. I'm unstoppable. I can do anything. I will do anything. I'm doing it now. It's my favorite feeling in the entire world. And I encourage you to, you know, seek people who give you the feeling you want to feel. You want to feel something. We're all emotional beings, you know. Okay, so the first 3 MLMs that I ever joined, I just, you know, it was really like a friend got me into it, and I was entertaining the friend. And, I thought the idea was fun. I really wasn't taking it seriously. I just knew, okay, this is fun. But I didn't prioritize it. I really did not commit to it at all. I tried to commit to the last one. It's just hard for me to believe in the product. I couldn't really afford to travel all the time. So being in a travel club, you know, I felt like I was kind of faking it. You know, they say you fake it till you make it. My upline, I just didn't really connect. You know, I mean, deep down inside, I want to feel an intimate connection. I want to feel like I actually really understand my leader. Like, I like them. I want to emulate them. You know, I'm feeling this connection to them. So, and that's what I wanted. So, for me, it's like I'm doing this because I want to, right? I see a definite advantage in life being able to grow a team like this. I mean, you know, this is like literally leadership. This is literally like business development. This is tactical business, you know, hands-on tools and strategies. Anyways, so I gotta go. I gotta roll up to the bank, and I gotta get going. But just wanted to throw some energy out there for ya. Anyone want to take the bait? Anyone want to join my essential oils team? Find me on Instagram, Elite Houston. All one word, Elite Houston, Houston, Texas. Send me a DM on Elite Houston. I have like 200 followers. I really don't have a lot of social media. So here's my plan now. Here's my plan now. I'm spending, because all this activity without a plan is just a waste of time, right? You got to have a plan. The plan is I basically have like 4 to 6 hours a day I'm willing to put into this. You know, that's usually probably like 1 or 2 hours in the morning and then usually like 3 or 4 hours at nighttime. You know, I still have my other business that I use to, you know, for my income and lifestyle. So whether that's 6 or 8 hours of my day, you know. So I'm willing to put about 4 to 6 hours into this, which I think is kind of a lot for someone brand new. But I've been wanting this forever, right? So I just it just finally manifested as the right time to strike. I didn't have to join a company to like to get motivated, right? I was already like super motivated, looking. I already had the sniper rifle and the scope, and I'm scoping out these buffalo, and I'm gonna capture me a gigantic trophy buffalo, right? I'm already pulling the trigger, okay? A lot of people, they think that they need some external team to motivate them. I don't need an external motivation. I just want to have some friends. I just want to have some fun, right? I just want to enjoy my team. I want to be on a team, right? I enjoy it. I like to talk. I'm chatty. I want to rack your brain. I'm curious about what you think. Why do you like these oils? This is not really an oil plug. This is really more of a motivation plug. I just want to be around motivated people. All of my podcasts are organic. I literally don't promote it. I've been kind of AWOL. I've been kind of anti-social media. I really got to get going because I got to find this bank. I don't remember where it is. Anyways, Elite Houston, the strategy is 4 to 6 hours a day, okay? I'm spending at least an hour or two on social media. I got to get more engagement. I really haven't engaged anybody. That's probably why I'm not getting any engagement. I'm not going through people's profiles. I think the thing about social media is, like, everybody is trying to game a system, or you're kind of stuck in this rut of, like, you got all your friends and your, you know, family, and everybody likes your post, and it's cool, and it's cute, or whatever, but, like, how are you going to grow that to brand new people? Once you exhaust your friends and family list, the hardest part is, okay, I got to get more. I got to add more to my list. I got to literally expand. I got to put total strangers to get to buy my products. I mean, if you look at retail, that's exactly what they do. Retail is all strangers who are being attracted into, I'm GPSing, I thought it was on Kirby in Richmond, maybe I passed it. Anyways, I'm in Upper Kirby, Houston, Texas. That's where the money's at. All right. Taking action. I think too many people are trying to game it, use bots. I mean, robots can help add and subtract people who aren't engaging with you. But, you know, I feel like you can't really shortcut the process. It's like, we want to shortcut this process. Everyone follow me and love me and subscribe to my stuff, but I'm not going to actually engage you because I'm already, like, a famous person in my head. But that's like, you're not wanting to put the work in. You're not a famous person yet. Therefore, your content is probably not that great for people to engage you. So, I mean, part of it is, like, putting out content that you're interested in putting out. But I think a big part of it is actually literally just invest in the community. You want community? Spend time building community. So that's my number one challenge, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm spending at least 1 or 2 hours a day, ideally 2 or 3, building community. And then the other half of the time, I'm just lasering in on the scripts, the communication, the mindset of a top, you know, achiever rank. And, you know, it's kind of a balance. When are you spending too much time on strategy and learning and leadership and, like, you know, like you keep needing this confidence, you need more confidence to overpower your hesitation. So you're watching videos all day long or you're reading books all day long. And, I mean, you're going to have to decide that for yourself. You know, you're the only one that's going to know. But, yeah, I mean, the one who takes the most action and, you know, like we said earlier, we've taken the most action. We have to assess the degrees of quality of action. It's high-quality action. And then it's highly effective high-quality action. So three layers of action. Just because you're taking 6 hours of action a day, like, doesn't necessarily mean anything, right? 6 hours of highly effective action. So it's shut down right now, and, you know, the city's shut down, so all of my social networks, like, in real life, I was going to Lakewood Church. I was in a few men's groups. You know, it's like the challenge for me is like I don't know if it's a valuable group for me. I love God. You know, I'm totally into spirituality. I don't necessarily agree with the entire Bible, but I still have time for faith. But then you kind of have to start ranking your groups, right? Because you only have so much time in the day. If I'm going to go to like one or two or three or four meetups or meetup groups or mixers or professional networking events, you know, in a sense, you are trying to get the highest quality leads and prospects with the least amount of time. I mean, you kind of are. That is a goal. You know, then we have the human relationship element. It takes time to build a real relationship and real trust. You know, so that's kind of like the marketing sales kind of expert. It's like, you know when it's appropriate to say this or that. You know, it's all technology. I mean, it's really like a social technology for, you know, I mean, ideally you want to be likable, popular, friendly. You want them to really enjoy you, spend time with them. Are you really enjoying them, though, or are you faking it? If you're faking it, I think, okay, I had passed it. It's actually not on Richmond. It's on Norfolk. All right. Anyways, I got to go, but stay motivated. High quality, highly effective action, okay? Get it done.